The children of Seth came pale and cold.
Shake
the devil off.
Shake the devil off the
soul.
The children
came pale and cold.
Rise up,
children
of the sun,
and
behold.
It ain't about the color, complexion of your skin.
It's about the state of consciousness you live within.
The children of Seth came pale and cries up.
Shake the devil,
shake
out
the devil,
shake
the
devil out your soul.
Behold, the holistic living truth that is now being told. Quiet your mind, tune into the encodes of this storyline. The facts and the stated acts would clash because supreme truth was left in the trash during the gathering of the midrash to prevent the almighty self from being bashed.
The Naga priesthood showed Eve how badly she had been deceived by all the almighty self had taught her to believe. And Eve was able to conclude that a monotheistic deity did exclude the divinity of sheep. An unwhole, conflicting, contradicting reality in opposition to all that the Naga priesthood had taught she. In opposition to the supreme union of masculine and feminine energy, Eve could perceive that the monotheistic he worshipped a deity of war and greed and wrath, who loved a burnt offering and a bloodbath on his behalf, and did not think twice about a blood sacrifice. Even Eve's son Abel, who brought a slaughtered lamb to the table, the naked truth would be shown. Adam had never known the essence of she, had never experienced holistic living reality. Before the deified self could reach, Eve had already begun to teach. Before the god Seth could react, Eve had already begun to teach Adam holistic living facts.
The naked truth of this story I should not tell, except what Seth saw made Seth jealous as hell. Adam had now experienced the magnificent sensation of a unified mate relation with she. You see, Seth had a mono-homo tendency, and Adam was lonely being the only. It was only Seth that Adam had known intimately, except the sheep, goat, and cattle, and horse that he would saddle. You see, Seth was a jealous god, cold and pale, vengeful as hell. Seth would take his Adam and his Eve and force them to leave this sacred garden culture paradise. But Seth would make Eve pay the price for listening to that serpent Naga priest advice. So her second son would be taken as a blood sacrifice. They could have stayed, but a decision was made to consume from the tree of the knowledge of good and the evil thereof. This was the chaotic confusion of Seth, the so-called god of love. Love of what and love of who? Self-love and the self-deification introduced in Genesis 2. In the midst of coming to the climax of her thought, Eve got caught off guard. You see, within Seth's world, supreme truth was barred. Seth was a master of the scapegoating game, so Eve was blamed for Adam's shame. Neither Seth nor Adam gave a damn about Eve's pain for leaving behind the sacred wisdom that she got after that Naga serpent came.
Rise up, children of the sun.